This holiday season, skip marathon meetings and enjoy movie marathons instead.
Fill your holidays with unlimited fun and unlimited entertainment. Get unlimited data from AT&T when you have AT&T Wireless and DirecTV. Must have eligible TV service. If not eligible, AT&T will move you to a new plan and overage charges may apply. After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may slow speeds. TV content varies by device, location, and package. Coverage not available everywhere. Monthly charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for plan details.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. As the Cubs World Series trophy starts its public tour of the city, Cubs GM Jed Hoyer stopped by Spiegel & Goff today to talk about the Cubs' offseason. He says Jason Hayward is spending time in Arizona working on his swing.
He's working out right now in Arizona with Eric Hinsky all the time, and John Maley's been going out there a little bit from Chicago. And I mean, all the video I've seen so far and all the reports from Jason are really good, and I think you need to get to the offseason to make some critical changes. And you know, I think that for people that don't understand that, I just think it's so hard to tweak something in the batting cage.
As for outfielder Dexter Fowler, he signed a 5-year, $82 million deal with the Cardinals today. That deal reportedly includes a no-trade clause, according to Fox Sports' Ken Rosenthal. Fowler's signing means he'll face the Cubs right out of the box next year on opening night of 2017 in St. Louis. Yesterday, the Cubs also signed reliever Koji Uehara to a 1-year deal. Meanwhile, on the south side of town, the White Sox are still talking to the Nationals about a potential deal for David Robertson, according to Bob Nightingale. Bears and Lions match up on Sunday in Detroit, and Bears head coach John Fox says everything is different from the first time the two teams faced off this year.
They're a little different, so are we. You know, I think they've got some different guys. We have some different guys, so it's always about matchups, and it's kind of a new set of matchups.
Still waiting for the official injury report, but we know linebacker Willie Young returned to practice today after sitting out yesterday. Rookie cornerback DeAndre Hall is reportedly healthy and ready to go for the first time since week 4. Eddie Royal doubtful with a lingering toe injury. Elsewhere in the league, the NFL says they'll play 4 games in London next season. The teams and venues will be announced on Tuesday. Blackhawks and Rangers tonight from the UC. Coach Joe Quenneville said yesterday he was hoping to see Captain Jonathan Toews back on the ice by this morning, but that didn't happen at the morning skate. Brent Seabrook also out for this one. He's day-to-day with an upper body injury. Bulls get the day off today. They host the Heat tomorrow. And a new report into systematic Russian doping details a wide-ranging institutional conspiracy that involved more than 1,000 athletes across more than 30 sports, looking into large-scale sample swapping at the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. Go for game day greatness and join 670 The Score and Dos Equis at Buffalo Wild Wings in Morris from 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow for a college football watch party. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Scores at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
We both sat here through all the years of the rebuilding Cubs, but nobody's allowed to bitch on what the White Sox look like on the field this year. Do not say a word. Don't say a thing. I don't want to hear it. He doesn't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to it. Want no part of it. Been through this once. Does it mean you're going to be as successful as the Cubs? Well, that's tough to do.
Yeah, you think the experience now is such that you should be completely aware, and with all of the experience we have with transparency,
yep,
of it's not about winning games this year.
Right. It is about, you don't want to listen to it, do
it's
you?
It's about getting closer to winning a championship.
Boars at Bernstein, Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Dan Pompey.
None of it matters if you don't have the quarterback. That's going to be the challenge for Ryan Pace, is to go out and find that guy. There have been examples of teams that have been able
able to do it that way. You know, they've kind of tried to build around the quarterback and add the quarterback as they go. The Raiders added Derek Carr, who wasn't even a first-round pick, and they were able to develop him. Certainly the Cowboys with Dak Prescott. Each case is unique, but that has got to be the plan for the Bears, that they could get some of these players going at different positions and then get that biggest, most important piece of the puzzle in there this offseason somehow, some way.
Boris and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Dan Bernstein. Barry Rosner.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
I've got a way.
Boris and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour at Anthony's Pub in Joliet. You should stop by. Start your weekend here. It is a lovely warm place on a cold day, and we have plenty of Bud Light available for you. You can raise one to right now and maybe, just maybe, win a pair of tickets for the Bulls against the Bucks on December 31st. Now, here is a piece from Bloomberg Business Week. It was written by a Chicago-based writer named Brian Grewley. And I'm going to do my best to get through this to strip it down to the important stuff here, because I just found it fascinating. Blaming zebras is hardly novel, but there's a question that's taken on greater significance in the era of lucrative college football playoffs. Do officials paid by the top NCAA conferences slant their calls, even if only unconsciously, to help their employers' top teams? New research suggests the answer is yes. Unlike in NCAA basketball, which draws referees from pools overseen by groups of conferences, most football referees are hired, trained, rewarded, and disciplined by individual conferences. And you brought this up. You're very good, Rosie. You picked out the essence of
this.
Yeah,
during the break, I kind of guessed what you might be at play here.
That means officials are entrusted with making decisions that could hurt their employers. They talked to business management professor Rhett Brimer at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. He called it an incestuous situation.
Well, that's the NCAA.
He spent more than a year parsing almost 39,000 fouls, 39,000 calls, in games involving NCAA football bowl subdivision teams in the 2012 to 2015 seasons. Okay?
Okay.
That's a lot. His research finds, quote, ample evidence of biases among conference officials, unquote, including what they call conference officials showing partiality toward teams with the highest potential to generate revenue for their conference. It's potentially a big deal now that the playoff has become such a rich source of cash for the Power Five conferences that supply the teams. Big Ten, Pac-12, Big 12, SEC, ACC. They split about $275 million in bowl season TV money. They get paid an additional $6 million for each of their teams that qualify for the playoff, plus $2.16 million for expenses, on top of money for game tickets and merchandising, as well as the recruiting bump that can help schools return to the playoff year after year, see Alabama. The Miami of Ohio research offers no evidence that specific officials intentionally skewed game outcomes, nor does it assert that conferences would try to manipulate the part-time independent contractors who officiate for $2,000 to $2,500 a game. Brimer's data suggests something more insidious. Across the 3,000-odd regular season and bowl games he studied, a bit less than half the fouls called were what he terms discretionary: holding, pass interference, unsportsmanlike conduct, personal fouls like roughing the passer. Refs were, on average, 10% less likely to throw discretionary flags on teams that enjoy both strong playoff prospects and winning traditions.
10% doesn't sound like a lot.
But over 39,000, and at critical times, changes games.
All it takes is one call to completely change a game.
It does sound like a lot, then. Brimer calls these teams, these programs, protected flagships. Protected flagships in the Big Ten did especially well with officials, the research shows. And that's where the most TV money, I mean, just follow it, right? Ohio State, the conference's most competitive flagship team, in the years Brimer studied was 14% less likely to be dinged for a discretionary foul than, say, Purdue, a non-flagship team with little chance of contending for a national title.
Nobody cares about Purdue.
The Buckeyes fared even better with refs in 2014 when it made the first ever formal playoff and won the national championship on January 12, 2015. Rogers Redding, national coordinator for NCAA football officiating, says referees are human but unfailingly scrupulous. He said, I can unequivocally say that I've never seen any sign of bias on the part of officials at any level. said Redding, who officiated NCAA football for 18 years, while admitting, quote, my bias is to be defensive about this.
No kidding.
Redding faults Brimer's research for failing to account for whether the fouls analyzed were correctly called. He said some teams are just better at avoiding penalties. The study also doesn't establish a baseline from which to judge variations in calls, he says. He says, what's the expectation of the number of fouls that would be called in the absence of bias? We don't know. And he's got a Venn diagram here. He's got a Venn diagram of what he calls protected major conference teams.
Well, look who's right in the middle.
Here. Protected major conference teams deemed to have the best chance at making the playoff. They're initially schools in the AP Top 25. The list narrows each week as the playoff selection approaches. The other circle included flagship teams, football programs with an all-time winning percentage of more than 600. Okay? So in the intersection of protected teams, the contenders, the flagship teams with history, there are eight. Eight schools that qualify in the middle of that intersection of the circles as projected flagship teams that meet both criteria in these years studied. These schools are 10% likely to be called for discretionary penalties.
Less likely.
Right. Less likely. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Washington, Michigan, Oklahoma, Penn State, and USC. How about that?
Now, in fairness, you'd have to think that there is something to the fact that these are really good football teams, and they may be coached better and have better players and are less likely to draw some of those infractions. I think that's a fair point. On the other hand, if you have, and I always wondered about this, if you have officials, especially coming from conferences where they are used to having the best teams win all the time, and they are officiating in other conferences, especially against subdivision teams, wouldn't there be a natural tendency to try to, maybe not consciously, but try to help them? Because they matter.
Spokespeople for the Power Five conferences either declined to comment or didn't respond to interview requests. But Barry Mano, the founder and president of the 22,000-member National Association of Sports Officials, wishes...
Also quite a singer back in the 70s
not
and
80s. Mano wishes that Brimer had included fouls like offsides in such decisions as ball spots. He says very few things, not bald spots, but ball spots. Very few things in officiating aren't discretionary, he says. However, he concedes that officials could be susceptible to unconscious pressures and thinks it reasonable to consider moving refs out from under conference control. He says the perception of our impartiality is important. So Brimer says if one assumes zero bias on the part of on-field officials, his data should show greater consistency among calls. Instead, where officials from some conferences are systematically calling it one way, other conference officials call it another way. Individual people and crews have their own idiosyncratic ways of calling games, but this is more than that. The refs are subject to the scrutiny of large organizations, which we in business all know is subject to money and power.
Isn't there enough money available, given what the NCAA is, that they could hire full-time officials?
And if you'd think, and if you want some of the specifics here, that... He said seeking a more precise measuring stick than he initially saw at an MIT sports analytics conference, he bought 4 years of data. That's 38,871 penalties, including offsetting and declined calls from Sports Source Analytics, the firm that provides data to the company that chooses the four playoff teams, interestingly enough. Working with Miami business students Mickey Whitford and Michael Macy, he analyzed it against half a dozen variables, including home field, the Vegas betting line, and what they call game outcome uncertainty, which discounts fouls called in blowouts, while accounting for tight games in which refs might be reluctant to toss late flags. Accounted for officiating crews from different conferences and distinguished games between conference foes from those between games from different conferences. And there's where you see some of these significant
variations. So he tried to take some of the outliers out of it.
Correct. How about that?
I can't say that I'm shocked by that.
No,
nor stunned, nor surprised.
It's a shocking and stunning revelation. It is somewhat intuitive to think that if, in fact, they are part of the conference, there is going to be some sort of predisposition to defaulting to certain, at least as he has it, certain teams based on competitiveness for the playoff and or bowls and a history of quality.
I don't know if this is exactly the same thing, but let's say you see an SEC officiating crew in NCAA basketball go to a Big Ten tournament or something like that. I don't even know if they do that. But you see in certain games crews from outside the conference doing games. Don't you sort of assume that they're giving the breaks to the better teams? Don't you, when you're watching a game, don't you sort of feel like the better teams are... Because those teams are supposed to advance.
That's been the Duke argument, right? That has always been, regardless of what's being said on a Dick Vitale broadcast.
Once you get to the NCAA tournament, don't they want Duke going a long way?
It's different. They're not alleging sort of systemic pulling of strings and puppet master.
I'm not even suggesting that. I'm saying it wouldn't that be an inherent bias? And that's sort of what he's proving here.
Because of the money involved in having those teams.
Your employers will do better, and in theory, I guess you would do better, right?
I guess that would be sort of the human assumption here. 312-644-6767. So there it is. There's science behind it, that there is indeed some reason to believe that these calls have been going a certain way, especially in the Big Ten.
I do think you have to allow for the possibility that a lot of these calls are going against bad teams because they're just bad.
That was what the pushback was. Pushback is better teams commit fewer penalties because they're better. But they tried to balance for that. Is that perfect? No study's perfect. And I just thought I would put it out there for you and see what you thought.
I mean, I have seen in subdivision conferences where you have, you know, particularly important teams this year, in the case of Western Michigan, feeling like they are getting the benefit in certain games because it is in everyone's best interest for them to go to a Cotton Bowl or for them to be a huge national story because it benefits the conference in a big way. I mean, to think that they're not going to benefit from that would be sort of naive, wouldn't it?
He's Barry Rosner in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bottom of the hour, we will do the second half. We'll talk to Brian Billick at 4 o'clock, Rich Campbell at 5, all here from Anthony's in Joliet on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Exactly what were the Raiders doing kicking the ball to Tyreek Hill? They knew coming in they had to do everything they could to keep the ball out of his hands. Yet there was the swaggiest punter ever, Marquette King, doing just the opposite in the second quarter. Not kicking it 25 rows into the stands, but kicking it right to him in the middle of the field. And the Raiders got exactly what they deserved. Dude housed it. Of course he did. He's an absolute blur. One of the most explosive players I've ever seen. How did they not know this? Everybody did, except King, apparently. He must have missed Boomer Esiason's jungle run right before the game.
I would imagine that one of their game plans has got to be keep the ball away from Tyreek Hill. Do not let him beat you.
No one needs a swaggy punter, just one who keeps his dome and does his job. I'm Jim Rome.
This holiday season, skip marathon meetings and enjoy movie marathons instead.
Fill your holidays with unlimited fun and unlimited entertainment. Get unlimited data from AT&T when you have AT&T Wireless and DirecTV. Must have eligible TV service. If not eligible, AT&T will move you to a new plan and overage charges may apply. After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may slow speeds. TV content varies by device, location, and package. Coverage not available everywhere. Monthly charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for plan details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Hey there, friends. Right now is a great time for you to step up and get the very best, fastest, and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi internet with Xfinity. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. You know, I've had my Xfinity internet at home for a couple years now, and it is absolutely the very best. It's always fast, always reliable. I can download TV shows or movies or albums, and it happens very quickly. There is no buffering. There is no waiting. There is no delay of any kind. You know, Xfinity is the fastest internet in America, and you should have it in your home as well, too. Now, their most popular speed, 25 megs, and that's great. And everyone can use any device they want all at the same time. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, even during high peak hours, you still get fast, reliable internet service with Xfinity in your home. Here's what you can do. You can also step up a little bit and triple those speeds and get 75 meg for just $15 more per month. It's a great opportunity. It's a great time right now to get Xfinity. Now, if you're not happy, not satisfied with your internet at home, then make this change. It's a great price. It's a great opportunity. It's a great value for the holidays right now. So here's what you do. You just call 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. And for $39.99 a month, for 12 months, you get their most popular in-home internet speed. And again, you can upgrade that to 75 megs for just $15 more a month. So stop wasting your time. Stop being angry. Stop hating your internet. Get the best in the country with Xfinity. Call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460, 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Offer.
Tonight, join 670 The Score's Hub Arkish for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox. Enjoy the live broadcast. Enter to win.
Interesting items in music. The song Dominic the Donkey has an interesting backstory. It's said that Lou Monte, who recorded the song, got financial backing from the Gambino crime family, one of the biggest mafia families in the U.S. Also, it seems like Dominic isn't the first Italian animal Lou Monte sang about. An early hit of his was titled Petito, the Italian Mouse, who comes out at night to eat cheese, drink wine, and befriend the cat who was sent to catch him.
Tickets.
Boars and Bernstein on WSCR. The Score. Barry Rosner is in today. Barry Rosner is in and started the show by talking a little bit about Dexter Fowler this morning signing with the St. Louis Cardinals.
And that's fine.
You shouldn't care because he helped you win a World Series. You won the World Series. He won the World Series. You just had a parade. Just today, the trophy went on display in Chicago and hundreds of grown adults lined up to gape at it.
Is that trophy a big deal?
I don't know. I think they're it's smart of them. Look, they got the trophy tour sponsored. You know, they get so that, you know, if it's a big deal, if it's a big deal. And anytime you can turn it into inventory, I give them credit. And, you know, it's now the State Farm Trophy Tour. And around,
I mean, like, the Stanley Cup is a big deal. That's a big deal.
Well, they make the thing out of it, the keepers of the cup and their little white gloves and all the, that whole thing. And
but, I mean, it's been
Patrick
around.
Patrick Kane drunkenly texting to bring it to him.
But it's been around for 100 years, and when you get possession of it, you don't even get to keep it, but when you have it for the summer and you get your day with it and all that, it's a pretty big deal. World Series trophy, they just make a new one every year, and everybody gets one.
Right?
I mean, it's cute, but is it a big deal?
It's a talisman. It's another connection. People love being near something that is representative of the championship that is so meaningful to them, and they feel like they feel compelled to reach out to this thing. It's like the golden calf. You know, eventually, you know, God comes down and says, like, what the hell are you guys doing? Where's Messiah now? Yeah.
Movie reference.
There's a human tendency to want to connect to something tangible.
I give you these 15.
Oi.
10. 10 commandments.
On some level, I get it, but when it comes to like taking a picture of it and then having to show everyone that you took a picture of it, if it's meaningful to you, look at it. go look at it, and there it is. But it's the memories of what happened.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to get my picture taken with it, and I'm going to make it my avatar, just because you hate the idea.
Okay. Okay, that's
that
fine.
Makes it worth it to
I
me.
I like the other one. Is it still currently young Barry the hockey player? With his Kenny Morrow beard going, is it?
I don't even know. I haven't looked.
You don't know what your own, because mine is still a small plate of tzatziki with an inadvertent smiley face.
Yes, that's from a rink in Prague in 1991.
A rink in Prague?
Yes.
And who took it? Or was it like taken by the KGB or something? Dennis Rosner, take picture.
And it wasn't even my avatar, but Ranji saw the picture once, and he said, that's the best picture of you ever. You should make that your avatar.
And you listened to Ranji?
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, he was probably lying because he didn't think it was a good picture at all.
And he was drunk.
He was?
Most likely.
Ranji was?
Wouldn't you say the odds are pretty good?
Maybe. Yeah, people think that mine is a plate of cottage cheese. It's not. It's a fabulous plate of tzatziki from our favorite Greek place in Lincoln Square, Barba Yanni.
I thought it was you from a distance. I just assumed that
I just loved
that
it.
Was you.
No, because she set it down, and there's two Kalamata olives, and then the spoon making the smile, and then one ear is a slice of tomato and the other ear is a slice of cucumber.
That, there's a resemblance. Is that a cigarette sticking out of its mouth?
It's the spoon. It looks like it. It looks like you at a remote with a, you know, the big cheap cigar you got. But no, that's and it's really good tzatziki too. That's kind of it's just super garlicky.
I think that's kind of a nice resemblance
to me.
Yeah,
I don't smile that much though. If you turn the spoon over, it would look more like me, right? Just kind of like, I can't get my television to work.
It's plug and play.
What's
your problem? All you have to do is turn it on. Who has trouble with the television anymore? What's wrong with you?
I literally lost sleep over it. I literally lost sleep because I'm on the phone and I'm.
You could lose sleep over a gumball machine.
No, but I sleep fine. It's just that I was up actually trying to deal with this. I just wanted to surprise her. I just wanted to have her come home and say, oh, look what you did. Isn't this nice? And instead.
And she's going to come home and say, you're an idiot because you can't make a simple television work. They make this for idiots now. You plug it in, you turn it on.
I did it in the basement. They say the basement TV. I went to Target. I got a television. They sent the box. I plugged it in. I turned it on. We're cooking. Everything's fine. I did exactly the same thing
and
upstairs.
And then you started doing things to it.
No, I didn't, but the they did it. They did. I didn't do it. I just said the local channels aren't coming in. And they said, oh, we got to reconfigure the litmus configuration. And you got to get the...
Movie reference?
See, you got that one, actually.
Movie reference?
Doing the litmus configuration.
Midnight Run, yeah.
The litmus configuration, yes. And we're going to Findlay Sprinkler head to the Langstrom 7-inch gangly wrench. And I'm just like, okay, whatever you got to do. It's sort of like when you do the remote computer fix. You ever done that?
Yes.
Where there's some guy in Mumbai is like, you got to sign over your computer to
so
me.
So I can get into your...
And he's probably, downloading dwarf porn, but I'm watching the cursor move
what
around.
What is that horse doing?
Wow, that's a flexible horse. And I'm just, you watch the cursor move around, just like, oh, please make this work, please make this work. And then everything's fine. I say, is there anything else you want me to do? Yeah, could you... Defragment it, maybe, and
defragment
and move, maybe clean up the desktop. Sure,
1978.
Sure, no problem. I don't know. Whatever they do, they made everything go faster. And then he said, okay, well, your subscription's for a year. And then he called me. I got a call from Mumbai in the middle of the day saying, is there anything? Is your computer okay? And I said, why? Do you know something? And they said, no, we're just checking.
And then you heard a loud explosion
right.
In the background.
It's a nice computer. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. No, but they just said, no, we're just checking to see if everything's okay. And I said, really? Thank you. Because chances are with me, something's not okay. We have a Bears update and then the second half.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Punta Cana with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players this spring. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
That's probably our weak link right now. I think it affects our scoring offense. I think it affects scoring in general. You know, I think you've probably seen improvement over the last year and three quarters, on defense in a lot of areas, but takeaways is one that we need to continue to get better at.
Bears head coach John Fox lamenting the lack of takeaways this season, just 8 for the Bears, second fewest in the NFL.
You know, just playing faster, I think the more conditioned they get to play NFL football will get us closer to balls. We've had 13 fumbles, we've recovered 3. And as you mentioned, we haven't had our hands on a lot of balls.
Matthew Stafford threw 2 picks at Soldier Field in week 4, but he's thrown just 1 interception in the 8 games since then. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:31 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Former Cub outfielder Dexter Fowler opted for free agency this year, and it paid off in a big way. Today, he signed a 5-year, $82 million deal with the Cardinals. Cubs made another move to shore up the bullpen yesterday, signing reliever Kojay Uehara to a 1-year deal. The White Sox remain in talks with the Nationals about a deal for closer David Robertson, according to USA Today's Bob Nightingale. The Bears continued getting ready for Sunday's matchup with the NFC North leading Lions at Ford Field. Head coach John Fox says his team understands the importance of beating teams in the division.
It's all relative. You know, anytime you play in a division game, regardless whether you won or lost the first one, you have this familiarity with both clubs. It was at home, and now we're at their place. So our guys understand the importance of it, and you try to establish dominance in the division, and that'll be our attitude going there.
As for the injury report, wide receiver Eddie Royal and lineman Mike Adams doubtful for this one. Jonathan Anderson, Jonathan Banks, and Josh Bellamy, and Marquise Wilson all questionable. Detroit center Travis Swanson out for this one with a concussion. Blackhawks are back in action tonight at home against the Rangers. Both Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook out. Coach Joe Quenneville says he's hopeful the two could be back on the ice as soon as tomorrow. Puck drops at the United Center tonight at 7:30. Bulls host the Heat tomorrow. Don't forget about gifts for the pets in your life. Take an extra $20 off any in-store purchase of $100 or more at Petco now through December 11th. Plus, get cute photos of your pet taken on Santa's lap in-store this Saturday. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A lot of people worry about the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
Oh, you needn't worry. The second half is going to be just fine. Zach Zaidman talked about the Bears here on the Boers and Bernstein Show out at Anthony's in Joliet, the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour. Talked about the Dexter Fowler signing with the Cardinals. It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to be mad. You don't say, oh, this hurts my eyes. This pains my ass. No, you won the World Series. Everything is fine. Also, the irony of Pau Gasol being the guy who now on the Spurs pointed out that the Bulls have had this tendency to get up for big games and not necessarily get up for the not-so-big games. You're Pau Gasol. You're the same guy that was here that was a huge part of that very, very same behavior. It doesn't make him wrong. He's absolutely right. He's unquestionably right with that stat that Cody found yesterday that now the Bulls have won 16 consecutive Thursday night home games that are televised on TNT, whatever that's worth. And we also talked a little bit about a study out of the University of Miami of Ohio that was detailed in Bloomberg Business about evidence of unconscious bias in calls in college football for some reasons that they sussed out fairly well. What else did we discuss? Anything of note?
I would say that, the Nationals. The Nationals, yes. White Sox trade for Adam Eaton. So our old friend Art Briles has filed lawsuit against Baylor University and the chairman of the Board of Regents, several board members, and the COO, and a senior VP for libel and for emotional distress and for making it impossible for him to find a new coaching job, says the lawsuit. Some people think themselves above the law. This is coming from Art Briles.
Right.
Some people think themselves above the law, but the laws of Texas establish accountability for everyone, even renegade self-dealing regents of a Christian university. These defendants have been relentless in their false attacks upon Coach Briles in the media, despite his repeated requests, they cease and retract their onslaught of untruths.
I'll tell you this, discovery is going to be a joy in this.
It will never get there. See, I'll give him this much. He's smart enough to know that that is not going to happen. That's the last thing Baylor wants. They will pay him to go away.
And apparently,
he will make, after everything else he's collected from them, he will make millions off of this and still wind up coaching somewhere else.
He's apparently also insisting that he's not a public figure for the purposes of this. He is by definition what lawyers and judges would call a limited purpose public figure at the very least, and possibly even rises to the level of full public figure. Barry, you did it. Your lengthy Unabomber-style manifesto that you sent to the United States Golf Association has apparently done it, because now, effective January 1st, courses and tournament committees can enact a local rule that says if you, your caddy, your partner, or your equipment accidentally move a ball or ball marker on the putting green, there is no penalty and the ball should be replaced.
Yeah, this is in the wake of what they did to Dustin Johnson at the U.S. Open, which is really unconscionable and just one of the worst USGA mess-ups in recent memory. And there's always one every year. There was one in the women's U.S. Open as well, because it's the USGA and they must be part of the story. There are things in this they did not address, however. What they haven't admitted is that he did nothing wrong. I'm waiting for the apology. I will continue, and I will never pay the USGA again for their lousy $10 hat. And I will continue to send emails to them until they apologize to Dustin Johnson for what they did that day. I don't know if you saw this story about Pittsburgh Pirates third baseman Jung Ho Kang.
Gung. Pronounced Jung Ho Gung.
Yes, that is correct. What I say?
Kang.
Oh, sorry. He just had his third DUI.
He's trouble. He has been implicated in other crimes as well. Like there have been some accusations by women against him. Trouble finds him.
Well, he's the subject of an investigation by Chicago police. Allegations of a sexual assault here in June. But this is his third DUI in Korea. The Pirates admitted this week they didn't know about the first two when they signed him. And he could be, well, he will be subject to the CBA now, and he'll probably be forced into some CBA-mandated program, and he could be facing serious suspension. But I don't know, do you believe the possibility that the Pirates didn't know about any of this before they signed him? I guess it's possible.
It's possible. Look, we know Tadahito Iguchi was signed by the White Sox after they watched grainy videotape of him, and they called him up and signed him. But you'd think in this day and age all that information would be available. It depends on what a Google search is going to pull up. And I don't think they're hiring people to do deep dive background checks with fine-tooth combs.
My favorite part of it was his quote last Friday in a statement when he said, "I'd like to apologize to everyone who is disappointed with me."
Who's disappointed with you? Who knows you well enough to be disappointed with you?
How about I really screwed up, yep, and I shouldn't be doing this and I won't do it again?
There's a controversy in the world of hunting. And the controversy is, and we just finished up, I know certain deer seasons finished up a recent harvest. And apparently now, with the quality of long-range gear, hunters are harvesting deer from ridiculous distances now. The Wall Street Journal did a story about this. A guy named Robert Phillips, who downed an elk from 1,180 yards.
1,100 yards.
1,180 yards, four times beyond any conventional range. And he says from that distance, the animal isn't frightened, it's not jittery, and you're not jittery either. And the point being, some hunters say, right, that's the point. What makes hunting challenging is needing to get close enough to the target to give it a fair shot. Whether you step on a stick that cracks, that spooks your quarry, that having that proximity, being able to face the target down and get close enough is part of the art. Whether or not you have to camouflage yourself, know which way the wind is blowing so it can't pick up the way you smell and understand something's wrong. That saying there's something unsportsmanlike if you are 1,100 yards away, depriving the animal of the ability to hear you, see you, smell you. Is that fair? Does that break the geometry of this whole relationship?
All right, well, I don't really know anything about hunting, but are there some sort of rules about this?
That's what they're debating. There's a real ethical debate at the heart of some of this, because
is it some kind of a contest, or is this just whether this is moral or sportsmanlike?
The proponents of it say that the virtues of creeping close to a big game animal are overblown. They say bow hunting often wounds rather than kills, saying that's unethical. But these rifles and shooting systems can cost up to nearly $25,000. So at this point, why not use a drone? Look, if you really want to be at a distance, sit in your house, get a drone, put a 30-06 Winchester cartridge on there and you get a couple of joysticks. You can sit in your bathroom and you can go blow up an elk.
How about napalm? That would take out a lot of them, wouldn't it?
I'm not certain. I know the joy of it, or the satisfaction of some sort of ridiculous shot at that distance and factoring in wind. I mean, you're talking about sniping, essentially. It's sniping more than it is hunting. It does, if I'm being asked, it does to me to seem
like a strange thing to want to do, to be in some perch a thousand yards away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the wrong one to ask. Not what you'd call a veteran hunter. I think killing things to begin with, I'm not sure I get the sport in that anyway.
That's the second half. We ask you what you think. 312-644-6767. We'll talk to Brian Billick after 4 on WSCR The Score.
Ben Bernanke.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive S.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With 4 lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
Dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them The Score sent you.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
Backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
Oh, I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
For a limited time, you can lease the Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 due at signing. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Interesting items in music.
Vile one, Mr.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. The performer of the song, Thurl Ravenscroft, accidentally wasn't credited in the movie. Dr. Seuss profusely apologized as soon as he learned about the error and wrote letters to newspapers around the country notifying them that Ravenscroft had performed the song, not Boris Karloff, the voice of the Grinch.
This Thursday.
Welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1915, Frank Sinatra was born. Even though still married, Jerry Lee Lewis secretly married his 13-year-old cousin this week in 1957. This week in 1964, soul singer Sam Cooke was shot dead at a motel in Los Angeles, ultimately ruled a justifiable homicide. This week in 1969, John Lennon played what would be his final ever gig in the UK.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I was watching a press conference in here, and it definitely is disconcerting to see him in a Cardinal uniform. So, I think we had a sense that this was a possibility all winter. You know, the Cardinals are very clear about their desire to go get a center fielder and a leadoff hitter, and obviously he was a good fit. When it came to, you know, a long-term deal and a big commitment, for an up-the-field player, you know, we felt like the right thing to do was to, you know, probably long-term was to focus those resources on pitching. And so it's a hard decision. I think that's the kind of decision we get paid to make, that, you know, we have to divvy up our resources, you know, the best way we know how to do it. And when you have a young player like Albert who's basically ready to play, I think we have to make those hard decisions sometimes.
Sounds like Albert Almora is going to be inheriting the starting center field job for the best defensive team in baseball that is probably going to be playing a left fielder that's going to need a whole hell of a lot of help out there.
Well, you got a phenomenal defensive right fielder in Jason Hayward. You have a phenomenal center fielder in Albert Almora, if indeed he's out there every day.
Not to mention the shortstop that can cover a lot of ground behind him.
And if your second baseman is named Baez, you have four guys who can cover an awful lot of the field right there.
Some texters are weighing in on what we discussed in the second half. The 815 says, there is no rifle hunting deer in Illinois. There's shotgun season and muzzle loader season, and the farthest shots are usually within 250 yards. So mostly with a muzzle loader, anything over 150 yards with a shotgun is either a dumb shot or an incredible one. And the 608 says, I don't understand the sport in going to the supermarket and buying 5 pounds of hamburger.
I don't think that's a sport.
Exactly. I don't think the argument is that that's somehow a sport. That's just buying food.
I wasn't necessarily criticizing. I just said I don't get it. I'm not begrudging you. I'm not begrudging you your joy in killing some sort of animal.
No, I get it. I understand. As a fisherman, I get it. It just because my quarry tends to swim and can be released relatively unharmed. Is a little different. I mean, usually when you shoot something, there's no catch and release hunting.
No, I think once you shoot it, I think that's it.
Run free! I release thee! Come on! Get a move on!
Go! No, nudging it with your foot doesn't,
no, it's not gonna work.
Doesn't make it work. No.
You're the goose, you just sort of throw it?
No, geese, we want to kill them and just leave them for the coyotes.
See, that's a different plan. I don't get it. I don't get this whole killing of animals thing. And then you mention Canada geese to Rosner, and then he becomes genocidal.
Yeah.
Becomes Slobodan Milosevic.
If that qualifies me for a war crime, I'm signing up, because I'd like to see them all killed.
815 says, well, where does Zobrist play next year? Schwarber, Baez, Almora, don't leave him a spot. Well, look, you still think that Baez is on the bench.
I don't necessarily think he's on the bench, but I just have a feel for the way Joe Maddon thinks, and they did make promises to Ben Zobrist, and they for the most part, followed through with that until it mattered. And then they said, well, you can't play the infield. We want the guy who can pick it up and throw it to first better than anybody else. So I think starting the season, I think you'll see a lot of Ben Zobrist at second base again. And I don't think that means Baez will necessarily not play at all. I think they'll find ways to work in Baez and Bryant and Zobrist and Schwarber among all those positions.
Here's a texter that knows me too well. This is from the 708. It says, now, buying 5 pounds of expiring meat at the Jewel is a sport. You better damn believe it is. There are few better feelings than knowing you. There's a certain cut of steak that you need that so happens to also have the $2 off sticker on it because it's about to expire.
That guy listens closely.
But that is a great feeling. When you win shopping, it's like people who have to win parking. If you're one of those people who would rather drive around the lot longer to get a space a little bit closer rather than actually save time by parking farther away and having all, you would have been in the store already. Had you parked and walked in, but instead you have to win parking.
Yeah, I don't get the waiting and waiting and waiting for a space.
And signaling sort of aggressively, that's my space.
Then you got to fight somebody else to get the spot.
Oh my God. Old Orchard? Have you ever been like outside Maggiano's or like in that particular part of the parking lot at Old Orchard with the way people fight over spots and like swinging around, like screaming around a corner, narrowly missing strollers just to get in line so you could be there when the Honda Accord is pulling out? That's my space! My turn signal's on. I claimed it. Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's
dude, take it. Take the space.
That's America's worst parking lot. Right there.
The Mariano's in Roscoe Village is pretty bad, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Worse than Old Orchard?
Well, Old Orchard, it's just because the difference is at Old Orchard, everybody's got all those bags, and then they're shoving them into the trunk, and you got the three kids, they're strapping all the kids in. Just throw your damn kid in there, it'll be fine. Get your ass out of that space. It's mine.
I know you like to win shopping.
Yes, I like to get everything right, and if something's on sale, or if it's on my app thingy dealy, or it's just where it just so happens, if two-thirds of the thing on my list happen to be on sale, that just feels good.
I don't get sent to the store anymore. I'm not allowed. I'm not given that opportunity.
Neither is my wife.
Because I will mostly I'll come home with Oreos.
No, my wife will.
Is what happens. My wife will come home. I'm just not allowed. I'm not sent there anymore.
She will come home with the most expensive version of all the most mundane things. Why are you buying name brand milk? It's freaking milk. The name brand is a dollar more.
Yeah, that's something I would do. You told me to get milk. I see the first milk I see, I get.
And like the special eggs with the stamp on them, it's an egg. What the hell difference does it make?
It has a special stamp on it?
These say that these are the best and they're cage-free. Or
what do you care at this point?
Right. It's an egg. You crack it, you fry it, you eat it. Put a little salt on it. Oh, these have this little stamp that says this tastes more eggy. Oh, good
You're
Lord.
You're going to hear from PETA on that.
Pete who?
PETA.
Oh, fine. Screw them, too. Brian Billick is going to join us next to talk some football on the score.
Bears fans, stick around because you're listening to Ghost Bed Bears Friday on the score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
And save some great money with some great people at the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm.
There is a Mattress Firm right here, just about 50 yards outside of where we are right now. It's a big one, too. That's a place where you can go, and they got all the mattresses in there. And you can sleep happy now with no interest financing for 5 years. Right now, even that one right there, up to 50% off select floor models, up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. And you've got to go in this weekend and check it out. Actually lie down on a Tempur-Pedic and talk to the mattress professional there about how you sleep. They will find the right mattress for you.
Right, and they also have queen sets for as low as $179.99. So there's something for every budget, and you have to let the sleep experts help you out. Just as Dan said, they will walk you through their very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. And they also want you to sleep happy. That's why they offer their Sleep Happy Guarantee. If you're not satisfied within 120 nights of your original purchase, you may return or exchange your mattress for a small processing fee. But I'm telling you, you're going to be happy because they will find the right one for you.
Do yourself a favor and try an adjustable base. If you haven't before, you say, oh, I'm not worthy. I don't need that. It's such a luxury. You know what? Life is too short because sleep is important. And if this is something on which ideally you are spending 8 hours a day, if it's going right, you might as well optimize it for yourself. And an adjustable base can do that.
It's mattressfirm.com. That's how you find the location nearest you. Get in there this weekend. Take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep. Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's